Yeah, it's a Rokan show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. The kids are at Cork and Kerry at the park, which is, you know, to my eye, to my sensibilities, and I know a little something about a bar. I know a little something about a corner bar. Uh-huh. I know a little something about a neighborhood bar.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I have several bartenders dependent upon me as if they are former spouses. That's how well I know all of this. And Cork and Kerry at the park, it just doesn't get any better than that. It's at 33rd and Princeton. Whether it's a game day or not a game day, it's the kind of place you're going to hang out. As a matter of fact, there are people who walk in on a game day and they get annoyed because their stool has been taken.
Yeah.
Right? So that's, you know how that happens.
Yeah. Great corner bar.
And so the kids are out there have been giving away tickets to not only tonight's game against the Red Sox, but also for the weekend series, because this is one of the hotter weekend series.
Absolutely. World champions, yeah. Boston Red Sox. That one guy that used to pitch for the White Sox having a rough go of it lately.
Chris Sale?
That guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't want to say his name anymore?
Not his fault that he got traded.
No, it is not.
I didn't like that. I didn't like when he cut up the uniform that one time because he didn't like the throwback uniform. He wouldn't wear it.
No, I always liked him. He was a tall drink of water.
That's true. Great competitor.
Yeah. And so they're out there right now, thanks to our friends at CH Vodka, and they're doing a whole sort of a vodka tasting, which, you know, at a bar like, you know, that's a very North Side thing is to have a vodka tasting. It's, and the South Side say, hey, pour it a drink.
Yeah, vodka drinking. No G.
Exactly right. So they're out there. I don't know what happened to them, but they were out there a few minutes ago. I think they must have.
Bathroom
we're
break.
Here. We miss you guys. We're waiting for you guys. We've got drinks poured, waiting for you, and we'll meet you at the bar.
Notice it got warm again. Do you notice that? That you can tell.
We felt like we heard your feelings. We felt bad. We said, Lauren, I think we were a little too mean to Rowan Roper.
Yeah. I didn't jump on board this train just yet. So
wow. Oh no, she's gonna go all night like this. All night. It's gonna be like, you know what? And another thing. I should say one thing. It's the last thing I'm going to say. If you want to see something, though, I would before we get to the movie review and with Richard, I will say this, that the video of the year is up at WGNradio.com, and I don't think I'm overselling it, except that I am. But it is really good.
You're not. I just watched it. It's really good.
It's really funny, and I gotta give credit to the people who did all of this, because it appeared to Mr. Roper and to Mr. Altheimer, our sonic genius, that they had to do something to commemorate the end of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a cast member now who we knew could be confused with Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah. The Khaleesi
on the street.
That's true.
So I know. I got to stop bringing my dragon places.
We have to figure out exactly how we were going to make those two things happen. Yeah. And we did. And so we have I think she can be called the great Lauren Lapka along with the great Richard Roper. But you're going to see Richard in a way that I don't think even Richard foresaw himself being.
I can't do anything about it now.
It's too late. So go to WGNradio.com and it's it's Gallows, A Stark Is Born, sort of mixing the whole. If you want to mix two things, it's a pretty good thing to mix. A Star Is Born and Game of Thrones.
Oh, God.
There's a certain line that Lauren sings, and she's the voice of an angel, ladies and gentlemen, but there's a certain line she sings I can't get out of my head because it's so so unexpected.
Is her character a good one or a bad person in Game of Thrones?
Oh, still untold.
Yes.
Still untold.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys don't know. She's a mystery. It's sort of like Lauren.
I would say she's good, but it depends on what side you're on.
Exactly.
Right. She's defending her dragons, really.
Who is this?
That's what she's doing. So
Lauren has the throne.
Yeah, she hasn't gotten out of character, Lauren, since we shot that video. Still telling me I know nothing. And
I told you, get me the wig, and
it was a little scary.
There's no coming back.
Go take a look at that video because it is something.
It's something else.
Richard and Brian Altheimer and Jeff Carlin, our executive producer, they put this whole thing together. We ended up using the facilities of its replay.
Yes,
the bar up on Sheffield in Chicago, in Lincoln Park, replay of Lincoln Park. And they had and there were dragons. Let's just put it this way. There's a map of Westeros. There's dragons. there's a throne.
An iron throne.
Right.
There's goblets of wine.
And luckily it was snowing when we shot it. So
that's the most incredible part. Yeah, our special effects snow machine is incredible. It enveloped the entire city last weekend, actually.
So it was really, really great. So go and check that out and share with all your friends.
If anything, just to laugh at Richard's hair.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
We put him in a wig, and he's like, I'm not wearing a wig. And I go, you're wearing a wig. I said, I'm not wearing a wig.
He showed me my contract. I must wear a wig.
Yes, and one Stella Artois later, and he was wearing the wig.
I was.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Ooh. And you get to, if you have not met Lauren, you get to meet Lauren in a whole other way.
That's true.
Right here through this video. So I suggest that people check it out. WGNradio.com. Right on the front page there. The splash page, as I like to say. Ooh. All right, to the movies for this weekend. It's Thursday, so it's Roper telling us.
Yes.
I was going to try to come up with a. We've never really titled this, have we? But it's Thursdays with Rich.
Okay, sure.
I died at
the end of that story.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't so good. All right. So, Seth Rogen has a movie out. I've seen the trailer and the commercial of this movie. And it reminds me of a movie that made Seth Rogen famous a little bit. And I'm trying to figure out how it's not. But this is Long Shot.
Yes, this is a comedy. You know, of course, a lot of people still going to the end game, but other movies are coming out. So the premise here, Seth Rogen plays a far-left liberal journalist who writes for those websites and stuff, you know, trying to take down the man. And Charlize Theron is the Secretary of State. Now, when he was 13 and she was 16, she was his babysitter. Again, when he was 13 and she was 16, she was his babysitter. So one of them had a crush on the other. You can probably figure it out. Now we fast forward some 25 years. He's the journalist. She's now going to run for president, and she decides to hire her old friend. They haven't seen each other in 25 years. She's now hiring him to be a speechwriter, to punch it up with some jokes and stuff. So that's the premise of this. Long Shot. She's a long shot candidate to win the presidency. Long Shot. Could these two mismatched types fall in love? So here's a little of Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron in Long Shot.
But how does that work with you? Do you like date?
Yeah. I date. Generally, you know, with people who have similar lifestyles to me, people who travel a lot. It's hard to keep those things alive. I mean, who wants to follow me around the world and hope I have 5 minutes to be affectionate?
Yeah.
And honestly, guys don't really want to date women who are more powerful than them. They think they do, but...
It's my favorite Batman villain, though. So, you gonna ask why I'm still single?
No, I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah, it adds up.
There's a nice little chemistry between the two of them there, and I like the fact. I mean, at times a slapstick comedy, but there are moments like that where what she's saying, I think, is true, and a lot of women and men have experienced that. Oh, I want a powerful woman. Well, then it causes problems. So it's very hit or miss. There's some really funny stuff. Bob Odenkirk is a national treasure. He plays the current president in this movie, and his character played a president on a West Wing type TV show, and then got elected real president. Fortunately, nothing that crazy could ever happen.
Oh my God.
In the real world. So it's great.
Oh my God, what a great plot twist.
So he spends all the time in the Oval Office watching old shows of him where he's really dynamic and saying, I wish I could be more like that. And they're like, but you're the real president now. So a lot of good laughs. I give it 3 stars because it really does. There's some moments where you're like, okay, now they're going, a little bit over the top. But it's fun. And Seth Rogen's always been the first to make fun of himself, which kind of works and stuff. And Charlize Theron's done some comedy before. You think of her as, the serious dramatic actress. But she can do the comedy as well.
So it reminds me a little bit. They're marketing it in a way that is a little like Knocked Up. Right.
Yes.
It's got a little bit of that feel of, they're opposites. They really,
Sure.
In no real world would they ever be together. Mm. But yet there's something so charming about Seth Rogen. He's going to be able to get, the goofy nerd is going to be able to work his way through this.
Exactly. Well, and Seth Rogen has played that character, in the Neighbors movies. His wife is Rose Byrne, who's an absolute, drop dead gorgeous knockout. And a lot of the comedy comes from that.
May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is Seth Rogen writing these parts for these women?
Some people might be thinking that. I don't know if he wrote this one. Yeah, because it's sort of like when Jerry Seinfeld and Jason Alexander had all these amazing women through the run of Seinfeld. George Costanza could be bald, overweight, unemployed, living with his parents, and he still had a knockdown, and he would break up with the girlfriend.
Right.
There's a little bit of that. Listen, Woody Allen's entire career.
That's
as
true.
As a movie maker.
All right, so what do you give it?
3 stars.
Okay.
For Long Shot. It's good to have a comedy like this. Kind of a grown-up, silly but R-rated comedy.
Okay, and it fall short in anything?
There are just certain situations that when a movie living in the, you know, kind of existing in a real world, you know, some of the stuff. It's slapstick. Sometimes it's funny when the guy falls down the stairs. Sometimes it's not.
Okay.
His character's name is Fred Flarsky in this movie. They're telling you from the start, listen, this is not a docudrama. He's Fred Flarsky.
When Dr. and Mrs. Flarsky had a child, they hired her as the babysitter, yeah. is basically what you're saying. Hey, the Ukrainian president, the guy who just got elected in Ukraine, right, also was or was that, was like a, you know, he played a president.
Yeah,
he played a leader in something. So, now, I mean, obviously, the current American situation has its own relationship to that, but it's almost on the nose in Ukraine. This thing's going to flop in Ukraine. It's too close to reality.
That's why Morgan Freeman should be our president, because he's played the president in 100 movies. If you're a praying type, you should pray. If not, find a loved one.
All right, we'll come back on the other side. And extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile. Zac Efron.
As Ted Bundy.
We'll talk about that and The Intruder. But first, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Roe 5-year-old AJ Friend will be remembered tomorrow in Crystal Lake.
And the traffic is being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Hey, you can make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago. That's 10:30 p.m., WGN-TV.
Richard Roper is here, as you just heard him. All right, we have already said that Long Shot is a 3-star movie.
Yes.
Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. Great concept, right? And a very interesting moment. Sort of a comedy for its era.
Yes. Some very funny stuff. And a good heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice
some
romance.
Some dirty stuff, though, too. You got to.
Yeah,
for the kids.
It's an R-rated for sure. Yeah. Some of the visual gags will make you gag. Now, there's another film that comes from the Netflix factory. This is a Netflix original film. It's called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. And that title comes from the words that the Florida judge used to describe Ted Bundy as he was sentencing him to death for a string of murders, the murders in Florida. Of course, Ted Bundy, one of the most nefarious, and infamous serial killers of all time. In this movie, Zac Efron plays Ted Bundy. And Lily Collins, daughter of Phil, who's had a pretty nice little acting career going for herself, she plays the single mother who fell in love with Ted Bundy, obviously not knowing what he was up to. They met in Washington State. So a lot of the movie is actually told through her point of view. I'll give it this film 3 stars as well. There was some concern. People were saying, oh, gosh, you know, another Ted Bundy movie. Are we going to glamorize him? It does not glamorize him at all. And it does not exploit, I don't think it exploits the murders. In fact, you don't see any of the crimes. This is all a character study. And I think Zac Efron is well cast as this guy, because Ted Bundy was very handsome and had a way of, a complete narcissist and sociopath, and could all spin his way out of a lot of things until he was finally caught. And then he escaped twice, and then he finally was brought to justice. So this is low-key. It's not, you know, first of all, it's still an adult drama, but it's not like they're showing us the murders. We hear some incredibly heartbreaking and graphic details in the trial, but it's more about his relationship with this woman. It's based on her memoir, actually, and it's interesting. And then you got some great Chicago touches and actors in here. Terry Kinney plays a police detective, and John Malkovich as the Florida judge. And you could just picture John Malkovich in his robes there, bantering and bandying about with Ted Bundy. So good stuff.
All right. So 3 stars for that as well, you
yes.
said? All right.
And we will end things with my first movie to get 0 stars.
Oh, no!
Yes, 0 stars for The Intruder, in which the perfect couple buys a home from Dennis Quaid in the Napa Valley for $3 million, but he won't leave. He's The Intruder. And this is one of those movies we often talk about how...
Have we seen this before?
We've seen it a million times. Pacific Heights, we've seen it a million times. But this is one of those movies where, you know, often in scary movies, the lead characters have to do something kind of stupid for things to keep going. Well, they're so stupid in this movie, you start rooting for The Intruder. This movie is so bad.
Oh,
the script is so clumsy. Good actors. But, you know, when Dennis Quaid does that maniacal grin, you know, he's got that famous wide grin. But when he does it in this movie, he might as well be wearing a Joker mask. It's so obvious that he's a bad guy. And these characters, you know, they buy this $3 million home. There's no background check on this guy. They don't check out the house because there's all kinds of weird things about the house. They just move in. And then the guy just keeps showing up and they invite him to Thanksgiving dinner. Hey, help us put the Christmas decorations up. You sold the house to the guy. He keeps hanging around. He may have some issues.
0 stars.
0 stars. Usually we go 1 star because people were trying. This one, I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. How did this movie get made? I don't know. But don't go see it.
And if you do, don't complain to me because I just told you don't go. Zero stars.
All right, there you go. Richard's back here tomorrow.
Yes.
And, the AOC documentary, we're going to talk a little bit about that, that is creating quite a buzz and a buzzsaw all at the same time.
Yeah, knocking down the house.
Chicago White Sox baseball coming your way after Kim Gordon's news brought to you by NextDoorAndWindow.com. Kim.